Livonia is a small town north of the state capital of Little Rock in Arkansas, about a 45-minute drive. Although still considered rural, this town is one of the fastest-growing areas of Arkansas due to its proximity to Little Rock and Conway, which is a university town about 14 miles west. You might be able to see it on here, but I've got a yellow circle around Faulkner County and the red stars where Little Rock is. Beginning in February 2007, thank you, the Livonia School District in Faulkner County experienced an outbreak of cough illness affecting school-aged children, their families, school faculty, and staff. Contacts received post-exposure antimicrobial prophylaxis, and as the outbreak continued, the Arkansas Department of Health planned a Tdap vaccination campaign for the end of April for eligible students, faculty, and staff. Cases continued to be reported through April, and on April 24, 2007, the state invited the CDC to participate in an investigation of the outbreak. Our objectives of the investigation were to characterize the epidemiology of the outbreak and assess vaccine effectiveness in the affected school population. In conducting our investigation, we applied the following case definitions. We considered a clinical case to be cough duration of greater or equal to 14 days, plus one of the following symptoms: paroxysms, whoop, or post-tussive vomiting or gagging, with no other cause identified as the source of cough. A probable case would meet clinical case definition, but with no laboratory or epidemiologic linkage. And a confirmed case was cough of any duration and isolation of Bordetella pertussis, or clinical case and a positive PCR test or epidemiologic link to a lab-confirmed case. We corroborated PCR results from the Arkansas Public Health Laboratory at the CDC Pertussis Laboratory using IS-481 and PTX-S1 primers. We reviewed pertussis surveillance case records collected by the state, and we accessed school vaccination records for grades K through 7 to assess vaccine efficacy. We were able to send samples collected by the Arkansas Public Health Laboratory to the CDC Pertussis Laboratory for corroboration by two-target PCR, and CDC was able to corroborate 3 of 4 cases identified by the Arkansas Public Health Laboratory. 19 cases had been identified earlier by PCR from samples that were sent to commercial laboratories earlier in the outbreak, and unfortunately, those samples were unavailable for further testing. 14 cases were linked epidemiologically to the laboratory-confirmed cases. And despite our best efforts to collect samples via nasal swab and nasopharyngeal aspirates, our CDC laboratorian was unable to culture Bordetella pertussis. This slide shows the epidemiologic curve for the outbreak as a whole, which included school children, children under school age, family members, school faculty, and staff. The cough onset of the index case was February 15, 2007. This child was not confirmed as a case until her sister tested PCR positive almost 5 weeks later. The health department identified this as a pertussis outbreak on March 30th, which was the first incidence of a macrolide being prescribed for treatment. The outbreak had a broad peak during the weeks of March 22nd through April 5th. In total, there were 88 occurrences of a cough illness, 42 in grades K through 7, 15 in grades 8 through 12, and 31 others, which included children younger than school age, family members, and school faculty and staff. The red arrow on April 27th indicates the time of the Tdap vaccination campaign, which was administered to eligible students, faculty, and staff. Our investigation focuses on the confirmed cases in the school district, of which there were 37 cases, K through 12. This figure shows the distribution of confirmed pertussis cases, grades K through 12. The week of the outbreak is on the x-axis, and the number of cases is on the y-axis. PCR confirmed cases are in orange, and the epidemiologic linked cases are in yellow, or green, excuse me. 97% of the cases were non-Hispanic white. This reflects the composition of the community as a whole. 57% of the cases were female. This is the age distribution of the confirmed cases, grades K through 12. The median was 9 years of age. And this age distribution is also reflected in the attack rate by school. These are the attack rates by school, primary through high school. Primary grades K through 4 also had the highest attack rate of 2.2%, and elementary and middle high had attack rates of 1.4 and 1.5% respectively. Junior high and high school had attack rates of under 1%. And to also give you some perspective on the physical layout of these schools, the primary school, grades K through 4, was actually located halfway between Conway, Arkansas, and Valonia. So it was a school on its own campus about 7 miles away from the town center of Valonia. And the elementary, middle, junior high, and high schools are all together on one very large campus, although the schools aren't physically connected and the students only interact by getting on the bus. And they have a common drop-off point. By case definition, 100% of the cases had cough, 89% of the cases reported paroxysms, 47% reported post-tussive vomiting or gagging, 42% reported apnea, and finally, 16% of the cases reported whoop. The median length of cough was 21 days, with a range from 14 to 59 days. There were no complications associated with this outbreak, such as hospitalization or death, among any of the cases. 87% of the cases were treated with an appropriate antimicrobial agent, such as one of the macrolides, typically azithromycin, or cotrimoxazole. It took several weeks before it became apparent that this was an outbreak of pertussis and that the school was experiencing this outbreak as opposed to another type of upper respiratory infection. Hence, there was a delay in recognition and appropriate treatment. The average time from cough onset to start of appropriate antimicrobial treatment was 14 days before there was a recognition of a widespread outbreak, and the average time to treatment after recognition was 6.5 days from cough onset, and this difference is significant. After characterizing the epidemiology of the outbreak, we were interested to understand more about the vaccine efficacy, and we focused on grades K through 7 because that was the age group where there was the highest rate of pertussis cases, and we got vaccine records from the schools. So first we wanted to look at number of doses that the students had, and we looked at vaccination status by the number of doses, and these were students who were eligible to have up to 5 doses. So there were 4 students who reported less than 3 doses, and these may be students who weren't still enrolled in the school district or their records had not been up to date, because the minimum number of doses by law that a student needs for enrollment is 3 doses. So we account for that. And then we looked at the attack rate for students who had 4 doses of the vaccine. It was 2.6%. And the attack rate for students with 5 doses was 1.6%. And I will point out that those 4 doses were actually administered after the student's 4th birthday. We were interested to know then perhaps there was a difference in the time since students had received their last vaccination dose. So we looked at the difference. The day since the last dose for students who were cases was 1,783 days, and the day since the last dose for non-cases was 1,726 days, and there was no statistical difference in the time since the last dose for cases or non-cases. And next we wanted to know if students had actually received their vaccine at the proper time, the proper age, and we analyzed that and we determined that none of the cases had an invalid vaccination dose. It was all administered at the appropriate time. So that leads us to an attack rate among vaccinated students of 1.9%, and there were no cases among under-vaccinated students. So in conclusion, from our investigation of this outbreak, we did corroborate that pertussis was the cause of the outbreak. And this outbreak was very unusual in that it occurred among young school-aged children and not infants or adolescents. This serves as a reminder that pertussis outbreaks can occur in highly vaccinated school populations. We recommend continued high vaccination coverage, and we see a need for increased awareness of pertussis among healthcare providers. And lastly, there is still much we do not know about patterns of disease transmission and resolution of outbreaks. Continued research is needed on improved detection, such as PCR serology, and effectiveness of prophylaxis and expanded Tdap coverage. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge everyone who contributed to the investigation and to the analysis of these data. And in particular, I want to thank the nurses of the County Health Unit and school nurses who did a tremendous job identifying and tracking cases and helping us to obtain the data needed to conduct this investigation. Thank you.